You're listening to the Moms Working Overtime podcast, the community of women you've been searching to find for so long. We bring together our mamas in waiting, brand new moms, stay-at-home moms, working moms, and the moms who maybe just have a little bit more experience than the rest of us. We're all here for community, support, and finding ways to show up better for our families each and every day. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope you love what you find on today's episode. Welcome back to the Moms Working Overtime podcast. I'm so happy that you were here for your Monday pep talk, Mama. I hope that you had a great weekend. I hope it's been a great start to your week by the time you come to listen to this episode. I have been so excited for all of the growth happening with Moms Working Overtime. And one of the most amazing things is in the pursuit of myself living a less toxic lifestyle and swapping out all the different items in our home, I've also been working on my skincare. And we've been lucky enough to get some really cool partnerships here on the Moms Working Overtime podcast, one of those being Beauty Counter. More recently, I have switched almost everything that I use on my skin from my cleansing foaming cleanser to my toner, to my lotion, to my makeup, to Beauty Counter. I have been super excited with the results that I've seen. And I was really nervous coming back from having a baby. Hormones are insane. I was expecting all of that crazy acne to come back, but being consistent with Beauty Counter, I've seen close to none. It's been amazing. And I only partner with companies that I believe in. So before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to introduce that new partnership that we have and let you know that if you ever use anything Beauty Counter, and we never want you to make a purchase or put yourself in financial stress just to support the Moms Working Overtime podcast. But if you are trying them out, we would so appreciate if you would use our name, my name, Elena Hellman, whenever you check out to support the podcast and our continued efforts to grow and reach more moms. Now, let's get started with today's episode. Y'all, today we are here to talk about saying that scary two-letter word that we are often so bad at as moms, especially when we are new moms, and that is the word no. And the reason that the word no is so important, I just talked about this on my Instagram story recently. It started a lot of great conversations in DMs with you all, is we don't have the same 24 hours that we had before we were a mom. We just don't. And I used to be someone that would say, especially in the exercise, fitness, nutrition industry, that we all have the same 24 hours. You just figure out a way to make it work. I always saw myself as a busy person, and I didn't think there was much to compare it to when it came to motherhood. However, I held that first sweet baby in my arms, and you all can laugh with me because you immediately realize I had so much time. I had so much freedom. And once you become a mom, you just can't do things on a whim the way that you used to. You can't, you know, go without thinking ahead 2 or 3 days at a time. You have to coordinate schedules and pickups and drop-offs and all the things. You have to communicate so much better with your spouse, your significant other, and really just maximize efficiency. It's not the same 24 hours because as moms, I honestly feel that we really are the thermostat for our entire family. We set the temperature for the entire room. Our spouses feed off of us. Our kids feed off of us. I even feel like my dogs feed off of me some days, which is not always the most positive energy because I get so overstimulated, but they really do feed off of us. And that requires a very high level of awareness. And as a mom, when you have that much pressure on you, you immediately realize that within these 24 hours, you can't do all the things and be all the things at 100%. And also, I think it's worth acknowledging, I was talking to a good friend about this. I also think we don't have the same 24 hours as the moms to our right and our left. I know I personally can speak and say I don't have the same 24 hours as some of the incredibly strong and efficient and just overall patient single moms that I know. I don't have the same 24 hours as them. I don't have the same 24 hours as moms that have 3 or more kids. I don't have the same 24 hours as a mom who just had a baby, and I'm 3 months postpartum, but it's not the same. And I know that. I don't have the same 24 hours as a mom whose partner works night shift or partner just works long hours in general and is gone most of the time. I'm so grateful for Dylan's help and the way we can bounce off of each other. But we have to stop making this a competition between ourselves as moms, between us and the people that don't have kids yet. We like to make this a competition. We just need to acknowledge, especially in the motherhood space, that we're all just doing the best that we can. That is so powerful. I talk about that a lot on the podcast. We're just doing the best that we can. Instead of looking at another mom and judging her for anything, but especially the way that she spends her time, can you just look at her, please, from now on and say, she's doing the best she can, and respect that. Have respect for that. Have some love for her, knowing that in the trenches of whatever she's going through, even if it's not ideal, even if it's not how you would handle it, she's doing the best that she can. And regardless of your situation, regardless of the amount of support you have, regardless of how patient you consider yourself as a mom, there's one thing that we all have to get really good at in motherhood. And that is the word no. This can require doing some priority resets. We often need to do this because we have to acknowledge, especially in motherhood, that every single decision in our life, every single yes or no that we say is either a deposit or a withdrawal from our metaphorical bank account of time, of energy, of emotion, of patience. You can insert anything there. Every yes or no is either a deposit or a withdrawal. And every single time that you say yes to something, mama, you are saying no to something else. And often that no is to ourselves. And that's the problem. This is why we have to use that word more often. And when you reset your priorities this way, when you really sit down and reflect, we're bad at this as moms. We're really bad at intentionally pausing to reflect, whether that's at the end of the day, it's a lunch break, it's sitting in school pickup line. Stop and actually reflect. How are you organizing your priorities? And is it in the best way that suits you and your family? I like to ask myself, does this support the life that I want to live? Does this support the life that we want to live? Because Dylan and I always try to think in terms of we, and we only say yes to things that do just that. But the key to this, and I used to be really terrible at this, this is a new lesson that I am learning. This is a new skill that I'm strengthening. So if you are doing this, I'm with you, is you say yes to only things that support the life you want to live. You say no to everything else. And then, this is the kicker, you don't feel guilty for it. And maybe this is another negative impact of social media, of just overconnectedness that we have in our society today. But why the heck do we feel so guilty choosing what's best for ourselves and our family? Why? It's not like we're intentionally doing something to hurt someone. We're not intentionally trying to keep our children from things or people or places or anything. But why do we feel so guilty for choosing what's best for ourselves and our family? We tiptoe around these no's. We tiptoe around them, especially in motherhood. And often it's because we are so afraid of hurting someone's feelings or failing the societal norm, these expectations that have been placed on us by who? Where do these even come from? I had someone talking about what makes a good mom. You're a good mom if you do XYZ. I'm like, where did this definition come from? These societal norms leave us feeling guilty, but why? We are giving them the power over us. We literally hand over the power that these expectations, these societal norms have over us. And I can tell you, mothers a century ago, I've been reading a lot of books about motherhood centuries before us. It's very powerful. When you read about motherhood before social media, and when the only thing you could do when you found out you were pregnant was buy the What to Expect When You're Expecting book, if that even was out a century ago, I highly even doubt it was. But I've been reading about motherhood far before our generation. And mothers a century ago only knew their instincts. They didn't have time to doubt their instincts. They had way too many other things to worry about that impacted the survival of their family. And their primary role, the only thing they were thinking about, and they didn't care about hurting someone's feelings in the process of this, was raising good children who could also help their family survive, keep their family healthy, keep their family in a position to survive financially. Everyone had to be on board. Therefore, mothers had to raise good children. No exceptions, no concern for anyone else's feelings. It didn't matter. But we as mothers allow ourselves to be so overscheduled and overstressed and overstimulated in motherhood because we aren't very good at saying no. And I can tell you, if you are someone who is saying yes to things in your life right now, you're thinking about something right now as you're listening to this podcast. I know that. You're thinking of something right now that you're saying yes to in your life over and over again that is slowly draining you? And this podcast is calling you out. It is time, mama, to cut the crap. It's time to cut the crap because you deserve better. And you know what? Your family deserves better because they see this wearing on you and you see this wearing on them. If it won't matter in 5 years to you and your family, then do not give this 5 minutes. That's the rule of thumb. If it won't matter in 5 years, don't give it 5 minutes. If it won't matter in 5 years that you turn down an opportunity for your five-year-old to play this elite club travel soccer team and you say no with your chest because maybe your family's just been run into the ground with practice after game after practice after game after extracurricular with these 5,000 different things for the past few months. And so you said no with your chest. If that is what you are doing right now, then I want you to do it with confidence. And I want you to say no with a period after it. Because we have to stop following the word no with I'm sorry. Do you know how often you do this? No, I'm sorry. XYZ excuse. XYZ explanation. I'm really sorry. I feel awful. Why? Why do we feel so sorry and so awful for simply saying no? What are we so sorry for? Sorry for putting my family first. Sorry for protecting our peace. Sorry for giving my children more time to rest because our children go 100 miles an hour and I don't understand it. Sorry for giving my children safety because there's a lot of moms that have to say no to protect their children. Sorry for giving my child more childhood. Do you know what kids do with downtime? They play, they imagine, they rest. They speak with their family members and build bonds and instill strong family values. You know what children do with that downtime? They do those things. Sorry for giving my child more time to be a child. What the heck are we so sorry for? No period is enough. And I really want you to take a second after you turn off this podcast and evaluate. It's time to evaluate the yes and the yeses and the nos that you are saying in your own life. What are you saying yes to that breaks your heart every single time you do it? And what are you saying? What are you not saying no to that you need to do more of in your own life? And my last question is, what are you so dang afraid of? What are you so afraid of to say that no? Go say no, mama. No, period. Nothing else. Not no sorry. Not no excuse. Not no explanation. No, period. Just no. Because mama, the reassurance that I think you need to hear so often that we forget in motherhood is that you were perfectly designed for this role because you are the one best suited to raise your small humans. You were the one empowered in your heart far before they were born to protect them and love them and support them. And you are the one who has the instincts that are supposed to drive you on every step of this journey. Please trust that. And also trust me when I say, and I hope you hear this every single day in your day-to-day life, but you'll hear it every time you come to the Moms Working Overtime podcast. Trust me when I say that you're doing a really amazing job, like a really amazing job, mama. And we'll talk soon. If you loved this episode of Moms Working Overtime, do me a favor. Share it on social media or send it to another mom to remind her that you love her and that she's doing such an amazing job. There's nothing more incredible that we can do in this community than remind other mamas of their strength. I'm so glad you were here today, and just know that I appreciate you an overtime amount.